welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. If you are running a website in 2023, if you have a website, you're active on social media, you're constantly driving traffic, I can guarantee you've heard of Google Analytics. But like most people, you're not really 100% sure how to use it, or maybe you're using it and you're not sure what to look for, or maybe you're using it and you're not getting the results you need. The truth is, Google Analytics can be an incredibly powerful tool for understanding your website's performance and making data-driven decisions to improve it. But with so many different tools and metrics and numbers and graphs and charts to track and analyze, it is honestly overwhelming and it's difficult to know where to start. So in this podcast, I put together a list of the most important Google Analytics metrics to track. I'll walk you through each metric, explain why it's important, and show you how to use it to optimize your website's performance. But first, let's just talk for a second about why Google Analytics is so important. Let's face it, if you have a website, that's just the first step. In order to be successful, you need to understand your audience, their behavior, their needs. You need to be able to track and analyze data to make data-driven decisions that will drive more traffic to your website, improve engagement, and ultimately drive conversions. Now, Google Analytics is a powerful tool that allows you to measure that. It provides you a wealth of data about your website's performance, including how visitors are finding and interacting with your website, what content is resonating with them, and also what isn't, where they're dropping off. By tracking and analyzing this data, you can make data-driven decisions to optimize your website's performance, improve the user experience, and drive more traffic, and then more conversions. But with so many different metrics, it's overwhelming. So let's dive into these top metrics you should actually be looking at to grow your traffic and build your business. Number one is traffic source. So the traffic source report in Google Analytics shows you how people are finding your website. You can see the total traffic to your website and how that traffic is broken down by different channels. These channels may include organic search, social media, email, referral traffic, and many more actually. But by understanding where your traffic is coming from, you can optimize your campaigns to focus on the channels that are driving the most traffic and improve those ones that are not performing as well. Next is demographics. The demographics report in Google Analytics shows the age, gender, and location of your website visitors. This information can help you better understand your audience and tailor your message and content to their needs. For example, if you see that a large percentage of your audience is located in a certain area, you may want to create content specific to that region. Landing pages. Landing pages report in Google Analytics shows you which pages people are landing on when they visit your website. This can provide insight into which pages are resonating with your audience and maybe which ones need a little bit of improvement. You can see which pages are leading to the longest website visits. It's very important. Which links people are clicking on from your social media profiles, and then most importantly, what overall content resonates with your audience. Next would be social media traffic. So if you're posting on social media, it's essential to track how much traffic those platforms are driving to your website. By creating a custom exploration report in Google Analytics, you can see which social media platforms are driving the most traffic to your website, which pages are getting the most views, and which conversion rates are the highest. The next section is search queries. By connecting Google Analytics to Google Search Console, another program, you can see which queries your website ranks for in search results. So this can help you focus on specific keywords that could boost your SEO and drive more organic traffic to your website. By tracking the search queries, you can also see which pages are ranking for those keywords and make any necessary optimizations. Conversions and goals is the next thing you should be looking at. Conversions and goals are important metrics to track regardless of whether or not you're actually tracking conversions for something like a CPG product. In GA4, you can mark existing events as conversions, such as completing a purchase or filling out a contact form. And in Universal Analytics, you can set up goals to track important actions on your site. So by tracking these metrics, you can see how well your website is performing and make data-driven decisions to optimize your campaigns and improve your website's overall performance. Next section is new versus returning visitors. So the new versus returning visitors report in Google Analytics shows you the ratio of new to returning visitors for your website. Now, depending on your goals, you may want a mix of both types of visitors. For example, if you're running an e-commerce website, you may want to focus on attracting new customers while also retaining existing customers. The next section would be engagement. Engagement is one of the most important metrics to track as it indicates whether users are finding what they're looking for on your website. The average engagement time per page shows how long visitors are spending on your website, and the pages and screen reports show which pages visitors are spending the most time on. By optimizing your website for better engagement, you can improve the user experience and increase the chances of your visitors converting into customers. Next section is pages. The pages report in Google Analytics shows all the page views and which pages visitors go to once they arrive at your website. This can help you determine which content resonates the most with your audience and which pages are getting the most traffic. By analyzing this report, you can optimize your website to better meet the needs of the audience. Next is mobile devices. The mobile device report in Google Analytics shows which mobile devices were used the most to access your website. You can use this report to identify any issues with certain devices and optimize your website to ensure it's mobile friendly. Remember, most people access websites on their phone. Understanding which mobile devices are friendly for your site and which mobile devices your visitors are using can ensure that the website is optimized for everything, which leads to better engagement, higher conversion rates, and more overall traffic. Next report would be e-com. So the e-commerce report in Google Analytics shows you how much revenue your website is generating, which products are selling the most, which pages are leading to the most conversions. It makes sense why you should analyze this report, but ultimately you want to optimize your website to better promote high-selling products, improve user experience, optimize conversions. Next section of analytics that you want to check out is site speed. So site speed is a critical factor. Not a lot of people understand what site speed means. It can impact in a major way your website's search engine ranking. So the site speed report in Google Analytics shows you the average load time for your website's pages, allowing you to identify any issues that may be slowing down your website. Next section is bounce rate. The bounce rate is a percentage of visitors who leave your website after only viewing one page. A high bounce rate may indicate that your website is not meeting the expectations of your visitors and that there are issues with the user experience. So it doesn't really matter if you have a whole bunch of traffic going to your website if your website's a leaky bucket and they're leaving immediately. So track your website's bounce rate and you can identify areas that really, really need improvement. Next section would be exit pages. Exit pages report shows you which pages on your website are causing visitors to leave. By analyzing this report, of course, you can identify any issues with specific pages or content and optimize those pages to reduce the number of visitors who leave your site and stay on, consume more. The site search report shows you what visitors are searching for on your website. It's, of course, great to understand visitor behavior and customer behavior. You optimize your website to meet the needs of your visitors and your customers, improve their experience. And lastly, user flow. User flow is great to understand the path visitors take as they navigate through your website. By analyzing this report, you can identify any issues with the user experience and optimize the site to improve the flow of traffic and lead visitors to the pages that are the most important. Now that we've summarized some of the most important metrics to track, you have to understand that tracking metrics is just the beginning. To truly optimize the site, you have to improve the user experience and you must take action based on the data you gather. Fortunately, there's some other tools and software, of course, that can help you take action on the insights that you gain from Google Analytics. Here's a few things that you should consider if you're going down the web development website rabbit hole. A/B testing software. This allows you to test different versions of your website or landing pages to determine which ones perform better. So you make small changes to your website and you test them against each other. You can improve the user experience and increase conversions. Heat mapping software. A heat mapping software provides a visual representation of how visitors interact with your site. So by tracking where visitors click, scroll, and spend the most time on your website, you can identify areas that need improvement and optimize the user experience. User testing software. User testing software allows you to get feedback directly from your website's visitors and users by observing how they interact with your website and listening to their feedback. This way you can identify issues with the user experience and make some more data-driven decisions. And then lastly, there's SEO tools. Actually, not lastly. There are SEO tools like SEMrush, Moz, Ahrefs They can help you improve your website's search engine ranking by analyzing your website's content, identify keywords, optimize your website for search engines. And then actually, lastly, there's marketing automation software. So marketing automation software like HubSpot, Marketo, Pardot, they can help you streamline your marketing efforts, automate your lead nurturing process, and improve overall conversion rate. So again, it's combining the data with tools that allow you to give the best possible experience to the people that hit your site. And when you get this information from Google Analytics, you create a comprehensive strategy to improve your website's performance. You meet the needs of your audience. And when you meet the needs of your audience, you grow your business. And the one most important thing to keep in mind is that data is only useful if you take action on it. It is very easy to get lost in the numbers and forget that your website is ultimately about serving your customers and meeting their needs. As you move forward with all your website optimization, remember to keep your focus on your customers and the value you provide to them. Use data to inform your decisions, but don't forget to listen to your customers and keep their needs at the forefront. Tracking these metrics in Google Analytics is just the beginning. You combine these insights with the power of tools, software, you can create comprehensive strategy, you can improve your website's performance, you can meet the needs of your audience. But always, always remember, customer is key, customer is king, customer comes first. Give them as much value as possible. That ultimately drives success of your website and your business. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.